can. No, they need to be in the chapter 9 resources and appendix files. Okay. They're too. You can find them either place.
So maybe we don't need to say much in the recommendations about things like unified training or whatever if that stuff is covered elsewhere in the document. Just kind of skim over it or refer to the chapter. So I was just looking through all the things that we say in the recommendations that aren't fleshed out at all. And maybe they exist somewhere else.
What are the things today, George?
Well, let's see. The union and collective bargaining agreement, or CBA-union, which is number 13, doesn't have anything about that. Good, bad, indifferent, should we talk about it? Is that going to be a concern? Is that something we don't need to worry about? Is that, can we recommend anything there?
It's an issue that's got to be dealt with.
Right.
But beyond that, I don't think we're going to make any specific recommendations based on...
And I think that, that's under the implementation, isn't it?
That is an implementation recommendation, but we don't recommend anything.
Yeah.
No, it's
so
not,
I guess,
it's
should
not,
it be there? If we're not going to recommend
probably
anything?
Probably shouldn't be there.
I would take it out, or we're not going to say something.
Yeah, I think there should be a mention somewhere just to say
that. Right, and that's what that implementation is supposed to be, George. It's just areas that have to be reviewed.
Well, then maybe we
should
have a lump of recommendation. These areas should be reviewed by, whoever, staff, whatever, and just list these things or something. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's an implementation step without any words.
Yeah,
you could say the same thing about personnel, which is sort of in the same category.
Right, I can say.
I think if we just want to say these are issues that management, staff, whatever should look at and have a plan to, deal with, fine. But either we say something about them or we don't, I guess.
Okay.
Now I like combining them because it's the same problem. It's a personnel problem.
Yeah.
Or concern. It's not a problem.
Yeah, well,
it's just concern.
The union and the personnel issues is kind of one thing.
Right.
Inventory and transfer of all assets is not a big deal, but it has to be done. And that
right, and that's really what that is. It's not recommendations. It's just areas that have to be addressed.
That means there has to be an interlocal agreement to move whatever assets they're going to do from here to there. And I think I did one of those once upon a time. Vaguely remembering doing an example of that somewhere.
You know what? Let me clean this and put another sheet together, Nathan, for the people side of this budget and equipment and buildings. That's going to be interesting on your recommendation because Norman's folks, the four people that are fire director maintenance, they only work 4 days on from 4 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to close your books and transfer those over. Do they need an audit prior to that happening? Katie didn't talk anything about that.
Yeah, it didn't come up in the regulatory context at all. I mean, there are existing audits. I don't know. I mean, there has to be a closeout audit or not.
Hospital district in their next audit would have, I'm sure, some questions about what happened to EMS and how it's kind of what other issues might be hanging on still and stuff like that, because they're going to get audited.
Yeah, anyway. And what's going to be difficult, I think, for them is at some point portions of the budget go to fire and then things that they're still liable for stay with the hospital district.
Yeah.
And then accounting for those, which went, which didn't,
right.
And like where said, the stop dates are.
For the next hospital district audit, they're going to have to dig into that a little bit, probably. We're not going to have a separate special audit for this.
Yeah, you're not liquidating, the entire operation.
Well, yeah, you just need to explain what you accounted for and how and where it is now and make sure that it hasn't been lost in translation somehow and that sort of thing.
So Rick and everybody else, operational budgets, I put in there under six, yeah. As this is number six, it's not formatted correctly, but it's under the absent conditions of recommendation. Separate fire EMS operational revenue expenditures must be budgeted and tracked to measure the financial performance of each operation, i.e. EMS or fire. Doing so will allow cost to be monitored and compared against the specific call volume. The financial performance should be reported to the board monthly. Is that good to what you were looking for, Rick?
Yeah,
that's good.
Did somebody find the stuff under the training? And add stuff.
Yes, I didn't add it. It's in chapter 2. I didn't realize it's already there. 2.0. What was it, 2.3, 2.5 maybe or something like that?
Should we grab it?
Well, I don't know if you want to move it there.
Copy it, summarize it under that 6.
Well, I can certainly copy it there. That's easy.
Yeah, why don't we copy and summarize under 6?
Maybe we should edit it down a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I just didn't know where it was. And yeah. But I see it. I'm not sure you'll need it everywhere.
Okay.
But we can certainly put something in there. And we just copy that section.
Okay.
And then we can abbreviate that some.
The section Dan wrote?
We're going to edit it in the recommendation.
We're going to put something into recommendations under, what was that?
Under unified training. So this is benefits.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it, yeah.
Do we need to add on one of the concerns of the recommendation? You just mentioned it.
It's all there now.
Okay. We're going to have paid staff that this is going to significantly change their, potentially their working arrangements, which is going to be a concern. I mean, we have in here loss, so this is concerned of our recommendation.
Yeah.
Should we mention that one of the concerns is that the impact on existing paid staff needs to be considered because
I think so. There's a concern about all kinds of personnel things.
Right. And I guess the question is, do we want to put that into the recommendation? We call out under 1.2.3 concerns of the recommendation. Do we want?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all recognize that. We have fire operational folks who are working 4/10s. The way this works out, they'll most likely be working shift work. We have paramedics who have chase cars and roll from home and do stuff.
That's not the case anymore.
And this is having them doing shift work.
There will be issues with not just you know how they culturally adopt that sort of thing, but this is going to be significant enough change in work requirements that the CBA is going to have something to say about that. So the union would have something to say about how they want to change that. So there are definitely issues there. I don't deny that. I guess I don't know how much we want to go into recommending anything or whatever. Just point out that it's a...
Yeah, I don't think we recommend anything.
Suggestions.
I think this is just one of the... I think it's just saying this... We understand this is a concern that the bodies need to be aware of. I mean,
I think we should go ahead and mention it. I mean, just to that extent, I don't think we need to go into a lot of detail, but just acknowledging that. I think it's a good acknowledgement to some of the employees who are going to feel.
I could already hear the groans behind us on April 2nd.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be some groaning when we say, and they will roll from the sticks.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to hear it.
You're going to hear
that. And they do have that will become a bargaining issue.
I think the paramedics are fully aware of it. I was on a boat drill and one of the paramedics...
Well, they have to be aware of it. Whether or not they're all on board with it or not, I don't know.
One of the paramedics made some comment. So I said, you want to get your hands dirty as a firefighter? And he goes, not yet, but I'm sure soon.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. So they're aware.
Yeah,
they're totally aware. So there should be some words in there. I think we may be able to combine personnel with the union thing. I mean,
yeah,
anything under personnel, maybe.
Yep.
Okay, someone want to work on that?
Oh, I can just drag things around. But
it'll be under 1.2.3, is that right?
That's what we're talking about putting the concern down.
Oh, that's a concern now. Well, right now it's under
implementation.
I guess the question is, do we want to...
Well, I think it's both. I mean, they'll have to transfer or collective bargaining agreement will have to be renegotiated. And my guess is it'll probably be all staff will be in potentially in the union then.
Right, but we're probably diving a little too deep. I mean, if we make a recommendation that you know people ought to be cross-trained and that they should be in-house staffing, I think the rest of it would lead up to the organization to negotiate.
But the question is, is this a concern too, should it be under concerns that you got a union with change in work requirements that's not in the agreements, you got to renegotiate.
But I don't know that that's a concern. I mean, I guess it depends on what they bring up. I don't know that we have to identify it as a concern because we don't know if it's going to be a concern or not. It's an aspect they have to deal with, but there's a lot of aspects they have to deal with. That was really what I was trying to get at from the implementation program, was just that here are ideas that we've run across in our discussions, and making you aware that you're going to have to deal with them. That was the idea of it.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards any time you do something that's going to break a CBA and require renegotiation with a union, that it's more than just an implementation problem you guys are going to have to deal with. I think it's a concern. I think you have to be concerned about stuff when you change what's required by management under the collective bargaining agreement. And we are, by saying you're not rolling from home anymore, you're going to have to live at the house that rolls from the station.
I think it would be valuable to just recognize that from a personal standpoint, changes that are being recommended will have some impact on personnel, it will have some impact on morale, and will also impact other issues, including union negotiations, and maybe just leave it at that. At least it's an acknowledgement that it's there.
Okay.
Nobody's saying that we're doing this and it's not going to hurt somebody potentially, or somebody will feel hurt, and that's the extent of it.
There will be some adjustments.
Is that not a concern, or is that a concern?
No, I think it's a concern.
Okay, then is it also an implementation recommendation? Because I'm trying to figure out where things are going here.
Is it an implementation recommendation? No, it's not really a recommendation.
Well, yeah, and again, we can take recommendation off. These were individual.
Yeah.
The idea of that was that was identifying issues that they're going to have to deal with as they go through the process that we have discussed here. And so, you know, I don't know if they're concerned or not, but we've certainly identified them as discussionary points. And so we bring it up in the document as that here are discussionary points that we have discussed, how the union deals with it. Heck, do they even keep a union? I mean,
yeah, it's hard to say. Do they not?
Yeah, right. I mean, so there's a lot of things that it may become mute if there's not a union, or it may become mute if it's, you know, if they choose not to do it or whatever. So it's just an area. I guess these were areas that we've discussed that be aware of.
Because it probably depends on how they do it. Whether, because in theory, you could have EMS just shut down their operation and fire stand up theirs and they'd be hiring all their staff.
Yeah, but it's not something we're recommending.
Right, I understand. So yeah, no, I get you. I got it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know where to put it in this context. I mean, it's not, we're not making a recommendation. It's just something we recognize as a concern in this transition. And if it's mentioned elsewhere, maybe it's not mentioned in the context of our recommendations. And we can acknowledge it verbally when we make our presentation to the boards.
Okay. I mean, I just don't know where what we're going to do with the document.
So. Yeah.
Because I'm certain there's a lot of concerns we've not even come across.
For working individually, but Google Docs is sure great for collaboration.
It is, I give it that. But
are there other things hanging out there?
Just look at the very bottom of the recommendations. Just
Oh,
you don't have a computer. The last five or four or whatever are items.
The implementation. Yeah.
Looks pretty skimpy to me. I mean, we talked about holes. That seems to me to be the biggest hole, right?
So here's the revenue comparison between the budgets. Mm-hmm. Here's the expenses between the budgets. And then what would you just title this? This is the vehicles, locations, and personnel kind of
what is it?
It's comparing revenue.
Are they called resources? Because I mean, the structures and vehicles are resources.
Okay, very cool.
I hate calling them personnel resources, but they are.
And finance concerns.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Which include the issue of luggage functions. You know, it could include each of those items in that one bullet then.
Mm-hmm. George? What?
Can I do
anything? No, I was
saying. It should have my name on it if it's me doing it.
Yeah, I think somebody should be combined. Those four could be.
And maybe even inventory and transferable assets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then state investigations and liabilities.
The liabilities can go together.
Yes, sir.
I redid. So there's three tabs. There's the revenue expenses and then resources on the comparatives of the budget. Remember you had asked whether that should go along. So I cleaned that up. But you just may want to make it look a little more decent when you put it into the document itself. But there's three tabs on this one.
So, did you clean it up in the Google Drive?
No.
There, so I got to copy it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go ahead and
save
it to...
Make sure to check at the end before we submit this to make sure that everything's in there that you want in there. Because there's a lot of different...
So this right there is Mark just said.
I was working.
So comparison is the only other thing I just asked.
The end of the concerns, 1.3, 2.3, actually 1.2.3.2. But I was actually looking to see what you already said about this. I think we said something about cross training, in-house staffing, paid personnel. Up the very top.
So this is what we just cut and paste.
Dugger.
I see there.
Oops. Oh, you're in chapter 2. George,
do you think just adding on to that letter C on personnel?
Where are you? Yeah, I just wrote that.
Yeah. Do we want to just acknowledge there that, let's see, who's moving to the framing, because we duly qualified.
Just trying to catch the things we talked about.
Chapter 9, Resources and Appendix folder.
Thanks, Ben.
So everyone, Rick gave me three financial spreadsheets, which I've placed in the folder labeled 9, Resources and Appendix. And those will go at the end of the report. I'm not sure how you want to handle that, if you've got a separate report that's for implementation. I don't know which things in the appendix go to which if you're going to do two different reports. But it's there. We can do whatever you want to do. I see that you're expanding your concerns of the recommendation.
Could we be recommending
SCOSH? I'm just trying to list all the things we've talked about with regard to the personnel concerns.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave this. You guys can tell me how to edit that.
So transferring all, does that include the so volunteers on the paid personnel? Is that what you're interpreting that?
Well, if you're a volunteer,
you're
going to be transferred as a volunteer. I mean, you're not going to be a volunteer in the fire district if you were a volunteer EMT.
Right.
So, yeah, transferring all personnel from EMS to fire. Which is what the sort of truth thing I said there. Those are all the personnel issues that seem relevant here. There's a culture issue. I can't really put my fingers in.
George, would you be okay on that? Letter A, if we just...
Go ahead and edit away.
Do you mind if we just...
Oh, go ahead. I'm just sitting here watching. I put that as basically an outline to have some more words or fewer words or different words hung on it.
Yes.
I am not wedded to any of that. I just didn't want to forget anything. Capture the moment, you know.
Oops. Just bought a bunch of socks for you here on Amazon. So.
The truck will be in your house tomorrow. He did it overnight. Yes. I hope you got room for these.
But Dan, that means they'll get delivered. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, is that where your stuff goes?
No, it's usually mine goes to his.
Well, it's always good to know where they are, though.
They put it in the garden shed.
I couldn't believe that.
I love that.
Yeah. It's okay. I shipped the bikes back from Arizona, FedEx. They couldn't find one. I went down to the big storage unit across the valley there. I couldn't find it anywhere. I kept looking. It was on a pile headed for Orcas.
Oh, interesting. It's wrong.
So, George, on your typing here, number D there, were you talking about requiring new staff? Because we're...
I guess it's mostly new... Staff.
Because we're not saying volunteers could be an EMT,
A
firefighter, or a firefighter EMT. We're not saying that the volunteers have to be both.
No, only paid staff.
Only paid staff.
Right. Yeah, we change that.
Which actually I think is any more.
Probably standard.
It's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Particularly for folks who want to move up into a paid department somewhere, which,
Yeah, I think you're right that most paid staff are going to be dual anyway.
Yeah. And right now, all the fire people, with the exception of the assistant chief, are dual qualified already.
Right.
And EMS, I think with some of the paramedics, all of the paramedics in the past have been firefighters. There's only one current one.
Who's current?
Kyle Davies is currently a member.
Is he? Mm-hmm.
I
didn't know that.
I don't know if he's checked off as a full-fledged firefighter or just a driver operator. But I know he's attends drills. We're working in the recommendation, yes.
Yeah, all of this is going on in the recommendation chapter.
Yeah, I didn't have the password for here, so I had to set up my phone as a hotspot.
Oh, I could have done it for you.
We figured it out last time.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Wasn't easy.
Rascals, 1, 2, 3.
Rascals. Yes,
capital R.
Rascals.
5152.
5152.
Yeah.
So now we all know it, sort of, except our computers know it. We forget it, so.
Yeah. So now you can log on anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the last four digits of the phone number for EMS. 5452.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we can combine several of these at the bottom, right?
Yeah. Well, we should.
We think we can combine those all into an administrative financial concern and then bullet those.
Well, either concerns or something where you are implementation or concerns. These are implementation recommendations, aren't they?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so really these aren't concerns at all. They have to be good things they have to deal with.
Right.
So the theory was we could just kind of, yeah, maybe can move those together into.
There's some
these guys down here, you know, all this stuff.
There it goes. It just takes a while to load.
And I'm not sure if it needs more.
Yeah, state investigation.
So, are almost one. I was watching your meeting this afternoon.
Yeah, so
it's the same issue.
Yeah. I got cut off during the live stream. Did that, do you know if that happened to anybody else?
I don't know. I was there.
And that's what I can do.
Someone might have said something to you about it.
Yeah,
about a technical problem.
I just think those look a little sparse.
It might have just been me. I mean,
no, the county system sometimes locks up. Did you get off and go back in? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't let you in.
No, and I tried later as well.
So do you think George getting another?
Well, here's the question. What are we going to do with these things now?
What's that?
It's no big deal. I just thought I'd mention.
Okay. At what point did you get cut off?
Because they really are.
Because right after your medical guy, the guy that was reporting all the different drugs and stuff.
Yeah, they're not concerns or recommendations.
They're not concerns at all. Yeah, and they're not recommendations at all.
Right after
they're
his report. But Pam was there, so I asked her about it.
Yeah.
Well, would that be true of that whole section?
It would be true of that whole section.
So we should change it from implementation recommendations to issues.
Yeah.
How about
there
that?
There you go.
There we go.
Implementation issues. I can fix that. Watch.
Ooh. Yep.
Done.
You might be
next. I love those. Those are easy. Next.
I'm just going to make sure that.
Well, one and two, are those really issues? Or are those?
This was a recommendation during the previous integration.
Yeah, actually, one and two are more.
Those are recommendations.
Recommendations.
Well,
and then everything else.
So that do we? Where do we see absolute conditions of the recommendation?
The heck yeah, recommendations.
So move those over.
So is it? Yeah, but it was one of those things. Is do we want to say it's an absolute requirement that they annex the town? Because that's the one of the first things under issue. It's the first thing under issues.
It's
an absolute requirement that they annex the town. Because I can think of a couple of different ways they could do it if they wanted to. Without it.
But it's our recommendation.
Our recommendation.
We've said consistently that we definitely
right. In that case, it should go up to. Absolute requirement, mm-hmm. if that's what we say. But I'm a little concerned that if you say absolute requirement, the annexation doesn't pass, or they decide we'd rather not.
And everything runs to a halt.
Then it sounds like they're just blowing off our recommendation.
And the other thing I'm concerned about as well is that if, especially on the first one, the annex, if they're not willing to do it on an equal, then what we're really recommending is that the taxpayers of the town has to pay more money.
Yeah, see, I don't get there. I get the annexing the town, and saying that that's.
See, I guess I wouldn't have as big a problem with their saying, you know, instead of annexing the town, we're just gonna do a separate EMS levy and add the town EMS services to the contract we already have. The fire inspector, we'll just do a separate levy.
Well,
yeah,
but then the town would have to figure out how they're going to pay for the EMS portion. Because
which
we don't
point out in...
Right.
Well, what they could say is that all we wanted to do is to continue to come out of the general fund and we'll pay the levy rate that will be calculated for the county. because that's really what it is. It's their proportion of.
But if the fire district does a separate EMS levy, now I think
they can include the town.
They can include the town.
Then they don't have to worry.
They would have to do that.
They would have to include the town.
Otherwise, the town would have to come up with.
Yeah. Otherwise, the town doesn't have a general fund to do it because there's no increase in general funds, and they're going to be paying 50 cents.
Yeah,
that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, that was well.
But if they did a separate EMS levy, ran a levy just like the ones that we've run for EMS all these years, only the fire district runs it.
Which is what they do
in elsewhere.
Locations.
That's right. And that was one of the things we said, is that other people are doing it that way.
Yeah.
More often than not, it seems like, for whatever reason. And they could choose to do that too. I mean, I'm
but that's not our
the reason we're recommending the lid lift approach is it takes 50% instead of 60% to pass. So there's that. But then it also includes that you got to annex the town. So maybe they mean. What?
Well, in the document, I mean, it's true. I mean, what we've discussed and what's in the document is it puts the annexation of the town as an issue that we think makes sense.
It's our recommendation that they annex the town.
But is it an absolute?
No, it's not an absolute. We don't have in here anything between absolute gotta do,
right,
and oh, by the way, you should think about it.
Right.
It just seems easier is all, but it's not an absolute.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm just saying that the outline of this chapter says you got to do this, this is absolutely required, and oh, by the way, you should think about this. There's nothing in between that says we'd also, if it was us, we'd do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I'm just wondering if we should have a section in this outline that says, you know, other recommendations for something. And say, annex the town is we would do it.
We spent a lot of time fleshing out a lot of those permutations in the other chapters.
Well, George, what if we call it, just leave that as implementation recommendations, pull out those three or four items, leave them under implementation recommendations, other issues and concerns, and put the other things underneath it.
Then we'll go back to, and I like that too, because it adds that section we don't have,
right,
that I was looking for, which is recommendation, yes, but not absolute gotta do where the whole deal falls apart.
Yeah, well, that was the one that I cut out, that we cut out last
week. We cut out implementation?
No, we cut out.
We cut out the concerns.
Nice to have, not absolutes to have.
Okay, so what else besides annexing the town, which I guess includes what? The lid lift falls into that. EMS levy goes to zero. Outer island determination.
Yeah, those are the four.
And then
other
under
issues,
the rest
other
of that is
concerns.
EMS licensing is just a thing they got to do.
Yeah, right? That's just another issues and concerns.
Okay, so what we want to do here is add in other issues.
Wow, my document's changing right in front of me.
Yes.
That's so
magic.
Cool.
Welcome to Google Docs. We're a week away from the recommendation and you figured it out.
So do you see how this works?
I'm an admin assistant.
I don't know. What are we calling this? Other issues?
Other implementation issues and concerns.
Okay. Or just implementation issues and concerns.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm fine with that. I'm trying to make it shorter.
Right.
And this is actually not
number five.
Six. It's 1.2.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I should drop my cursor there just to be with the group.
No, come on now. Okay, we're doing good. Yeah, there we go. Look at that.
Tell me if I screw up.
No, I'm liking it.
And that,
guys, I apologize, but I gotta get going. You guys are dialed in. Are you going to be in the office first thing in the morning? I do want to talk to you about the meeting.
I'll get there about 7:30.
Nathan, if you could make the cursor do loop-de-loops, that would be helpful.
I'll get right on that.
I'll stop by.
Just give him a whiteboard. He's all
be there before 8, just knock on the...
I charge $70 an hour for advanced technical support.
It's okay. Nine.
Exactly.
I don't know if I fly, actually, but I'll stop by. So there's some things that we need to do that came up in that.
Not you, no. I'm just giving you crap.
Oh.
But I can send you the latest Board of Health letter if you're interested in that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. They did ask a question, and I did say I didn't know where, if you had any additional denials. I said, but
we haven't.
But I did tell them, because I think you told me and Dr. Sullivan told me that they have asked to review five previous cases. So that
yes, they have. Okay, well, so they asked for additional. So we sent them all the paperwork. Yes,
right.
They paid us.
Right.
Now they're asking for the paperwork to be sent again. So this is not denials for anything.
Right. I just said they asked. They asked like previous prior cases.
You're dead right off. Yeah.
So I did tell them that, and Chris said that their billing company has received no payment for any service from January 1st forward yet. At this point.
Issues.
So
Nathan will make it pretty when we're done.
And then I did tell you that Rick Larson's office is involved.
I will.
And where do we stand?
Prettifying is your job. Although I really think
not so much.
We were going to have all the words done by tonight. I don't see Karen saying she's done. I guess she's going to work on it some more. So
what? Yeah, I don't know what you guys want to do about that.
Yeah, that was an issue you raised correctly. I noticed before this meeting, which is Karen's not done, but we were going to be done tonight.
Want to go over there?
So
it doesn't really matter how long the will take too.
The more this delays, the more squeeze we put on Nathan.
Right.
So, what are we thinking about?
Brooke, you take care of yourself.
Getting this done.
Be safe.
It's been lovely. Enjoy.
In the grain. It'll be a hell of a lot easier.
Lots of things will be easier, including if...
I'm going to clip that stage and off the audio and post it on my own.
Yeah, you might want to. Somebody might help me.
Oh, well, this chapter feels pretty good. Is there anything else? This was the only one that actually thought had big holes on it.
Yeah. She said...
Well, Karen will look at this, I think, again.
Yeah, I don't. She probably has already done work on it. She said
she has because
actually, she said I'm working on the CAD process chapter now. Have the introduction and the recommendation chapters nearly done.
Yeah,
the boundaries and levies roughly 75% done. I haven't looked at financing or licensing.
Yeah, and those need just a little.
And I expect to send you a version this weekend for consideration, check, and comment. Right. And it's just making sure that whatever text changes we've made, that they're consistent as possible.
Yep. Well, that's one of the things Karen is doing, is consistency.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not worried about that. I'm more interested in making sure we get everything in it that we want in it.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't terribly redundant, which we have been in the past. All right. Leave chapter 2.